Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You are tuned in to KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I'm your host, Jill Spears, here with my favorite gardeners, Lance and Lulu. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Hi, everybody.
Fabulous.
Hi. Yeah, fabulous.
Fabulous.
Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, what's not to like?
What's not to like? Well, let's talk about it.
Well,
no, let's talk about what we like. That's what we're here for.
Right.
Good stuff going on. And yeah, it's a call-in show and really looking forward to the whole call-in thing this summer. I think that's really what lights my fire.
Me too. I love it when y'all call in. It's just so fun. No matter what you have to say.
Well, it gives us, throw us a bone. Yeah. That's the old
Excuse
saying.
Me. It's always easy. This is easy. We're here having a blast. Oh, you should. You shouldn't see what we do. But anyway, it's really fun.
We like radio.
Yeah, it we like radio.
Fun and funner. 527-486-8186 KVNF now and email at worm@kvnf.org. Jeff is in there ready to take your calls.
And forward them to us.
Right. He doesn't screen, though.
No, that's what's really cool.
Throws them out there.
Yeah.
Okay, lots going on. Great little storm that happened over the last few days.
Did you notice if it... burnt out any of your leaves? Did it make marks on things and so forth?
Not for me.
No.
I think it did on my, those naked lady lilies.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Being the hail aspect of it.
Yeah.
Up here in the North Fork, just a great wind and snowy hail kind of storm.
Unbelievable hail.
Really exciting.
I usually sleep like the dead, and I actually woke up. You know, and I went, oh, hell.
It's actually been some of the best weather, stuff that you can enjoy in a real long time.
Yeah.
Storm-wise, wind, and all of the elements.
Yeah, it was really fun. It's all good, you know. I know it's not all good. Just talk to those poor people in California, but it's great here.
That was great for us.
Yeah, it was good for us.
I didn't have much hail. And
Did you get moisture?
I did get moisture, and there was some, but nothing left in the morning. And
I still have a pile.
Yeah,
underneath where the slanted roofs come together, and it doesn't on the house and on the barn, and it all funneled off into one place. I mean, there were big piles, and there's still some there.
Yeah, because it's chilly at night.
Yeah,
Two mornings of some frost there. Yesterday morning wasn't as cold as it felt at my place. This morning was a little colder.
I haven't had a frost.
Yeah,
me either. But it feels cold.
Mm-hmm.
But I did check out. I did check out my neighbor's apricots, and they are gorgeous.
Oh, really? Yeah, because they're blooming all over the valley.
Yeah, and the germ is there, and it's beautiful and green and holding. And
good to hear.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Nervous time of year.
Very nervous.
527-486-8186 KVNF now. And let's start with it, Lance, because you're doing all kinds of prepping stuff. And let's get it going with like edging and things like that.
Oh, well, the soil prep edging. Yeah, it's just because I don't like the looks of lawn edging, and I've never seen it work. So
ever.
I dig ever. I've never
ever.
Seen
ever. Bottom line, end of story. I don't care how deep you put it. I don't care what you use. It's not going to work.
The grass will always get past it.
Uh-huh. The grass
So
wins.
I dig it out every year. Yep. And so that's the first part of soil prep. Second part is, depending on what I'm growing and stuff, I will broad fork it. But I also
Your
always...
Your beds. The broad bed. Forking the bed.
Yeah, I'll broad fork the beds. And but I'm always got a bucket for rocks. And that's anything from a marble size and bigger. And I'm picking the rocks out. And it's great. I never have to buy gravel for my driveway.
You know what? I do that. I do the same thing. And I throw all the rocks into this one place in the back drive where I've got a spot like that. But the soil has still managed to come up through everything.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So I need somebody to dig down. And then I'll find
the layer of rocks.
Because you have to. I have to get it out.
Yeah.
And give it to somebody else who needs it, because there's somebody who does somewhere. And put, you know, I've got all the carpet and everything ready to put it down underneath the new layer of gravel.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's one of your projects then. Yeah. Is it really? Are you really going to do that, or are you just talking?
Hard to say.
It's hard to say, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Right
after the fight I had with my camper shell today, trying to get it onto these sawhorses that are so ancient, they're dying. I was putting the camper shell on going, oh, God, is it going to hold them up?
Good thing we didn't find your feet just sticking out, out from under the squash, out from under the camper shell.
Yeah. Yep.
Nancy across the street was watching out for me.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I bet she was watching. Having a good laugh.
Laughing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the last thing I do in those beds is compost.
Okay. Yeah. And you're mixing in compost?
Yeah, 7 to 8 wheelbarrows per bed, and those beds are, 4x50s.
Oh, wow. Okay.
4x50.
4x50.
Oh, my God.
So let me ask you about a bed that you've been growing a cover crop in.
Mm-hmm.
How do you work that and prepare that?
Well, I have a bed with rye cover crop in it right now.
Okay, perfect.
And I'm going to be planting corn there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the 10th. So right. I will till that in late April, early May. But if it gets really tall, I will mow it first.
Okay.
And get it up in smaller pieces and let it sit like that for a few days. That helps the breaking down of the cover crop. And then I'll till that in. But you want to till in the cover crop a minimum of 2 weeks before you're going to plant that it will break down.
So just a timing thing, really.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And then do you water that, too, to help with the breakdown and so forth?
Well, I've been watering it because it's been
so
dry.
Okay, yeah.
And I will, if I need be, yes,
I'll
go water it once after I till it in.
Right. Because I have all that vinca major, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at it this year going, holy shit. You know, because I didn't water last year. I stopped because the irrigation was so muddy and nasty, remember that?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I just quit. I just said, you're on your own, forget it, whatever. So I'm watering now to get under all of the brown that's on top.
Uh-huh.
And I know it's going to come. I mean, I know there's no way you can stop myrtle, but
I don't think you can stop that.
You know, but at the same time, you're going, okay, girls, come on, let's go.
You haven't killed it yet.
No.
No,
little. But the point being that watering through all of that brown, dry stuff on top softens it,
mm-hmm.
pushes it down, helps other things to come up through it, helps it start to decompose.
Yeah, water, if you don't have moisture, stuff just sits there.
Yeah, it just sits.
Right. Yeah, I want to ask you about that. 527-486-8186 KVNF now. I usually leave my leaves to just decompose all winter, but not any snowpack to do that. So I want to use that as mulch. Is that okay to gather that all up
and
water on top of it, into it?
Yeah, I think so. Don't you? I mean,
yeah.
Lance? Yeah. I mean, that's what I do. Mm-hmm. I marked a couple of spots in one garden where tiny little baby bronze fennel were starting to come up because I want to move the bronze fennel back closer to the fence because it's so tall and blah, blah, blah. And so, you know.
Got your reasons.
Right. And it's so dense with leaves, but I'm just going to let it go and water it and see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. I still have leaves on the ground and water them. And if I mow, they'll get shredded up some, but they'll disappear within a month.
Within a month.
I say so too, yeah. I think between all the creatures that munch on them and just the general attitude of a leaf, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And not to worry about bug habitat there, or it just is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you've got your bugs in there working for you at this point. And, you know, when you need to go to war with them, bring out the heavy artillery. Screw it.
Well, if you don't have all this
use
stuff
them right now,
you got all your bad guys, so to speak. But if you don't leave that organic matter and leave a home for the parasitic bugs,
right.
those guys, when the bad guys start to pop, increase in population, the good guys start coming up.
Yeah,
right.
You know, it's just so you balance. gotta let it happen.
Right, you gotta let it happen, and then you know, get out whatever you're gonna do to do it accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't know yet because it hasn't happened. So we're in a mystery stage.
Accordingly so.
We're waiting.
Yeah, ring-a-ling-a-ling, 527-4868, 1-866 KVNF. Now, check the email.
Uh-uh. We have an email?
No.
Jill's got
worm at kvnf.org. Come on. Well, it is a beautiful night out there.
Well, you know what else, too? You know what I get excited about at this time of year is going out there and trying to figure out who's who and what's coming up.
Yeah, that is pretty exciting. What are you seeing coming up? What's blooming? What's coming up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's blooming? The cilantro is coming up. The lettuce I mentioned is I'm thinning. Mm. I'm trying to think of what else. Lots of clover is coming up.
Arugula, the civet arugula is everywhere.
Ooh.
My dandelion row is doing fabulously.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I've got volunteer lettuce where I let us go to seed last year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Hey, could I ask you, Lulu, with the dandelion row that you have, when are those greens going to be ready to...
Ready to eat?
Yeah, like... Pretty soon, right?
Pretty soon, yeah. Mm-hmm. I could probably go out there and, you know, scrimp some off now. And the arugula as well. I mean, I'd be, you know, just trying to go for a little 2 and 3 inch leaves.
Little,
but
little tender tasties.
But the thing that's really up and running is the garlic. That wild garlic that I let, well, it was wild when we bought the property back at gazillion years ago. So it's everywhere. But that stuff is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, it's
amazing.
Yeah,
the lamb's quarter crop looks really good.
Oh, lamb's quarter looks great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You, what do you mean? You actually have a crop of that?
I sort of made a mistake. I wanted seed for it, so I let it go to seed, thinking I was harvesting most of the seed. Well, most of the seed is on the ground and germinated.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So, but that's what I do, too, and I always have spots where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
And I just let it go so that right now I've got 3 or 4 different patches of it.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it, the dang leafhoppers are on it already.
Is there anything else
for
them to
eat? Yeah, you mentioned leafhoppers.
Yeah, right. There's nothing else, right.
Yeah.
What could they be eating now?
So once it gets up and it gets above where they're hopping, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
But,
So if you do want seed from that, you're not really growing seed, but you're letting a patch grow and just
establish itself,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You find
Love
a plant
that
that's
stuff.
In a spot that's not, you know, terribly important in the garden, and you go, oh, you can stay. That's fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just sort of let it do its thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have the minor in a row of fruit trees.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so it's not my planting beds or anything like
that. Right.
Yeah.
Great
and
place
then,
to hang
and
out.
Then, you know, really it comes so early and it's ready so early, even if it's in the middle of your garden, just go, okay, that's where I'm going to put peppers.
Or
you're
going to plant later.
You know, that are later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And you just yank it out wherever you need to yank it out, harvest it first, and then just put your late guys there,
mm-hmm,
even your squashes and things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And lamb's quarter is an indicator of good soil.
Yeah.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't like poor soil. Likes good soil.
Yep. Yeah. And man, is it good.
It is tasty.
It really is. I had it for breakfast the other morning. I sauteed up some with those early garlics.
Mm-hmm.
The garlic that it's never going to be a real globe of garlic. It's so close together that it just looks like grass. So you dig up a whole bunch of it, go in the prep it out whatever you want it to look like in the end. I usually make mine just look like chives because that first outer layer is kind of papery and doesn't do much. So I pull that off and I just make it look like chives. And you chop that up and you put it with a little lamb's quarter and you put a little butter in the fry pan. And then you get it going kind of just nice. And then you put a little bit of egg in there and you kind of saute it, mesh it around a little bit. It's so delicious. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's fabulous.
I love it. Thank you for the recipe idea.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you do. You just go out there, find something, and mm-hmm. eat it.
Yeah,
pretty
put
simple.
It together in a combo. I know. Isn't it awesome?
Yeah, because this time of year is like that. And mm-hmm. then when you get into the more serious time of year where you know, like Lance has got all his beds he's going to plant and everything, and then it's more serious. But this time of year is just kind of seek and you will find.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plenty of dandelions, plenty of lamb's quarter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Garlic chives.
Garlic chives. Oh, the chives are coming up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This sweet Sicily. Is mm-hmm. quite good in a salad. It's got that lovely licorice taste. Mm-hmm. And the leaves at mm-hmm. this time of year are soft.
The bronze fennel is really good right now.
Oh, yeah.
And my asparagus is... I was very tempted to pick some today.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
The rhubarb. Rhubarb is up. But not big yet.
The asparagus that I transplanted into that trench, I got half of them have already put up new spears.
Really? So that's really gone
in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
In
two weeks. Wow. So
but you have to wait on that, don't you?
Yeah, I'm not going to harvest that.
No.
But I have other spots that I left because those crowns were so big, there was no way to – I didn't want to disturb them.
Right.
Just leave them where they're doing fine where they're at.
Right.
And stuff. So those are the ones that part of my reason for making this asparagus bed is I have them all over the place. And in springtime –
don't know who's which.
And when there's a frost coming, if you don't, you got blankets all over the place.
Yeah.
And now I got one bed, and I'm going to cover the whole thing, and I know where those other few plants are.
Oh, yeah. Nice. So you're just sort of isolated.
And they last forever. My sister used to take care of a house in Connecticut that had a 200-year-old asparagus patch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Wow.
It had been there for 200 years.
Wow.
And they had the people that had owned the house for generations, you know, had kept records. And there they were.
Yeah.
You know, just 200 years later.
I've heard of that with rhubarb, but not asparagus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Family heirloom rhubarb that has traveled the world.
Yeah.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, asparagus time, too.
Yeah, it is asparagus time. Along the roads as well?
Is it too early? Not yet. It's still pretty early.
You know, it's early and they haven't had water.
Right.
Oh, even though it's been relatively warm, it hasn't had water, and the water is what's really going to push them up.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
A little rain would be good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or their ditch, just their ditch. They like to grow near a ditch anyway. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, some ditches are running pretty wild and fast.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And your ditch is running, Lulu?
Yeah, my ditch is, mm-hmm. Yep, we got, ahead of schedule, but I got up there and I cleaned out the box, so that was good. And
I know, it's a race against time to clean out the ditch.
You know, if it's not one thing, it's another. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, then you turn the sprinkler on and the sprinkler head's not working because it's clogged and you got to go get the needle nose tires and pliers and take it apart, and you know, I mean, it's just that time of year.
Yep.
Get used to walking back and forth to the tool shed because you can't have everything.
Better have
you
your
need.
Mud boots on.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Slop around, slop in, slop back.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. 527-4868-1866 KVNF now. I know some people are out there. They don't even have to go into their kitchen to get to the phone. It's probably like right in their hip pocket.
Right. And what's coming up in your garden? And what do you see that you didn't know is there?
That's always interesting.
I love that's mm-hmm. my favorite part. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those surprises.
Have you seen something this year yet?
Not particularly. I do have in the hedge grove. Where did that sour cherry come from? I mean, I know it's been there, but
where
it's like
it came from. But still,
how did it get there?
Because
you know, now I prune it; it's that big. And then an apricot showed up in there, and the flowering wild plum. I didn't plant these guys.
Uh-huh.
I have a wild plum in the perfect place, and I'm letting it grow.
Yeah, that sour cherry's in the good
place.
Well,
that's a nice little surprise.
It's a bonus.
And gift.
Yeah.
Yeah, bonus.
Yeah. Put you in the bonus rounds.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so, it's the usual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I haven't seen any noxious weeds yet.
Oh, good.
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, I have. I have those silly asters, and it's not a noxious weed, but it's...
It kind of is a noxious weed.
Yeah, and the other one that drives me crazy is the Lady's Bells Anadorphoma. We've talked about that before and how you actually say it, Anadorphoma or Dorphoma or whatever it is.
Kind of like asparagus.
Yeah, and asparagus. Things like that. But that stuff is everywhere, and I'm going, okay, wait, how did you get here?
And it's kind of hard to pull out.
It's really hard to pull out because it's all connected. And after a while, one of those plants will become the mother root.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yes. And it'll be like, I swear to God, I've dug them out, and they're 18. They're 2 feet down if they're an inch.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in the hole up to my
really?
Knees.
Really? No wonder.
Yeah. Okay, so my knees aren't that big, but whatever. And there they are. It's astonishing. And then you finally come to this mother root, this big, like, carrot-looking thing. And then when you finally get that out, you're good until they show up again. They're like a miracle. You know, I keep saying to myself, what have you got against this little plant? Really, you should just... Embrace it. But it's in my myrtle, and it doesn't look right. And so there you have it.
Okay.
Yeah, flat
That's
out.
That's what you like. What you can't tolerate, you know?
Yeah.
Well, and plus, you're just giving it an opportunity to be somewhere else.
Right. And some things do become weeds, then I think that's one of them.
Yeah.
What are some of those other things like?
Henbane and some of those other
crazy we're thinking of some of the annuals. We were talking about earlier.
Russian sage.
Russian sage can go all over the place. But Love in the Mist.
Oh, yeah. Love that one.
But it stunts the growth of the plants.
Nigella.
Nigella.
Yeah, bachelor's button can be really thick. But the birds really like it. So you have to, when it gets in those thick, you know, keep it away from the plant you want. And, you know. And then larkspur will do the same thing.
Yes, if it gets a chance.
Yeah.
It'll go crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're trying to grow it, forget it.
Right. Don't pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Don't mind me in the corner.
Yeah.
Okay, 527-486-8186, KVNF now. I heard a lawnmower this weekend that was a little distressing, but...
Yes,
my clock for sure.
Yeah. My neighbor and I were talking about it just the other day. Dave said,
your neighborhood.
Yeah.
What was.
Yeah, probably. He said, I got a spot and I think I have to mow it. And I said, well, I can barely open the gate because this one cluster is so big. I'm not mowing it yet.
No, I'll probably mow this weekend.
I know. It's after that storm, it's like things are just blooming before your eyes.
Yeah.
The grass is green.
Yeah.
Well, and I've been watering.
Yeah, you have been watering for some time.
Yeah, I've been watering. Mm-hmm. So we got Zunnies, and they're all tuned up and mowed. Just maintenance thing is
maintenance.
Small engines need to be tuned up once a year, just like your automobile.
Okay.
And lots of people wait till they break. Or stop running, and I do not, because I want them to run.
Yeah, you do. You take good care of your tools and equipment.
Right.
And you have it, Ms. Lulu.
I do what I can when I get around to it. But I got a new rototiller. I got a new little Honda.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah, and I've only used it a tiny bit last year. I don't think I'm on my second... application of gas. I have one more gas tank to go. Not application of gas. Oil. I'm sorry.
You know, breaking it in.
Yeah. And so it's just coming around, but I can't wait to fire it up.
Yeah.
And you know what else, too? Put it out in the sun so it gets warm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let it lube itself.
Yeah. No,
so
let it
speak.
Get comfortable.
They start warming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, all right, a phone call. It's Jackson in Paonia, and he wants to talk goat heads.
Oh, my favorite.
Goat heads. Puncture vine. Go for it.
Man, I love goat heads, man. They got the most beautiful little yellow flower.
Uh-huh.
It keeps the kids out of my yard. It's
great. The kids, the dogs, everything.
I plant goat heads all over the place. I love them.
Great.
I'm totally kidding. Yeah. I'm totally kidding around. I'm kidding around.
Yeah,
no.
Wait a minute. Though. They're
now
quite medicinal.
Now is the time to eat your dandelions, damn it. Let's talk about dandelions. Now is the time to eat your dandelion sprouts. It's a good time.
Yep.
I'll let you guys go. Have a good
one. Jackson.
Thank you, Jackson.
Awesome. So, kind of wanted to dish on goat heads is what he really wanted to do.
Yeah. Goat head thorns only germinate when the soil's warm.
Yes.
They're not going to come up early, so you don't have to worry about them right now.
They're up. They're up and
I've seen them.
It must have been
warm places.
Yes, in warm places. They're up, they're out. Well, they like to be in the gravel.
They're in the gravel, and the gravel
so,
is really warm.
So, you know, I mean, and they don't care about drought. But the best way to get rid of, they're an annual, okay? They play fair. So if you want to get rid of them, as soon as you see them starting to come around, get one of those little blowtorch things. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm going, wait a minute. It's really bad.
It's not really playing fair.
Yeah, no, it could really be a bad fire year. Yeah. But, you know, really the best way to kill them off is to use one of those weeder torchy things.
Yeah, I took 5 years of a hoe because that's how much was
cowboy
seed stock was in the ground.
Seed stock is in the ground.
And it took
that's
me five
right.
years in this one person's driveway, and once a week I went out there.
Right,
first
but
thing.
They Assistance. Are annuals. Mm-hmm. So if you whack them before the flower sets seed, you're golden.
Yeah,
it'll be fine. I mean, it might take you 5 years, but you're going to be golden. You're going to get rid of them.
Yeah, the seed stock's there.
That's always good advice from you, Lulu, and I've learned that. The annuals play fair.
They play
so
fair.
So all you got to do is play the game with them.
That's right. Just go with it, you know. And everything else, too, really. I mean, if you just keep whacking away at the tops, eventually you're going to win. Mm-hmm. And try to plant over them, you know, plant. Figure out, like, whoa, we're going to have to talk about what weeds tell you what's missing in your soils.
Oh, we got that list. Yeah, we
did. Get the next list
week.
Out.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, because it'll just about be time. Because the white top's starting to show its nasty little head.
Yeah. And that's
bindweed won't be around for a while. It likes to wait.
Please wait, bindweed. Don't even get me started. Yeah.
But
well, let's
anyway.
Talk about the flowers that are blooming.
Yeah. What's blooming out there?
Yeah. Well, lots of forsythia.
Yes. The forsythia is in bloom.
I've seen some flowering quince blooming.
Just starting.
I was surprised to see a bleeding heart.
Oh.
Blooming?
Dicentra.
Yeah, I was real surprised to see that. And, of course, all the daffodils, and I've started seeing tulips blooming, hyacinths.
Yep, grape hyacinths. My little grape hyacinths are everywhere. The violets are everywhere.
The violets, yeah.
The little purple violets.
As far as trees, we have, of course, the apricots,
wild plums. Nanking cherries. Wild plums are just coming. Yep.
Yeah, let's see. There's a flowering almond, which is a shrub.
Pink flowering almond.
Yeah, exactly.
Prunus mammaria or something like that. Yeah,
that's blooming. And also right here in Peonia, in front of the Flying Fork restaurant, that's a non-perio almond tree in full bloom.
Oh, really?
Right there.
Oh,
yes.
Awesome. Check that out.
And you should go by just to get a whiff.
It is
spectacular.
We're getting into that time of year.
Oh, my God. It's spectacular.
My almonds aren't blooming yet.
Not yet.
No, they're swelling, but they're not blooming.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things we did this winter when you guys were on hiatus is Judy Livingston and Claudia King from the Historical Museum were in here and talked about growing up in Peonia and the amazing orchards. Just this whole valley at this time of year was just the in bloom, just pure pure magic. And I want to thank them for that because it really helped me to just have such an appreciation for the abundance that's still here. And
it's trying to be part of the master plan to encourage the agricultural community here.
Like that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for encouraging it every week with everybody and being here on As the Worm Turns. It's another week for us. Back next Tuesday.
Yep. Start taking notes as soon as I get home.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, I'll just go to dukes with whatever it is that's happening out there. I don't even.
You do
look,
it, baby.
I don't have any messages here.
All right. Send us an email, worm@kvnf.org. It's One Woman's Perspective coming up next. Thanks for listening to
we
KVNF.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Have a good evening.
Good night.
I got a girl that I love so. Do little, little, oh, and oh.